When you go home and read this again, and I hope you do, remember, this is God standing in our midst. He who sees me sees the Father. This is the way God is. He cares. Well, we're getting into the meat of chapter 8 of the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. So what's the flesh? This stuff. Now this is the base of operations for the flesh. The flesh, which does operate through our emotions, is our basic innate drive towards self-preservation, self-aggrandizement, self-protection. That's the flesh. I've got to take care of myself. That's why it's the exact opposite of faith, where we confide ourselves to God, to his saving plan, what he's done for us in Jesus Christ. And it's a drive. The other drive we're going to hear about now. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And why do you think he shifted from flesh to body? The body. We're going to have a body forever. What's wrong with the body? In the present state of things, the body is the instrument of the flesh. It's the one that gives rise to our anger, our jealousy, our fear, our revenge, our lust, or whatever. Poor thing. It's the instrument through which we act out the flesh, which is this deep drive in us towards self, preservation, aggrandizement. Self. Augustine finally says, you know, there's a drive toward the aggrandizement of self, which leads to death, and there's the drive toward aggrandizement of God, which leads to life. It's that simple. Now the drive toward aggrandizement of God. Trust God. Praise God. You know, confide ourselves to God. Obey God. That's a gift. That's the very Spirit of God himself. It's a gift. He comes to us as a gift. So the power by which we overcome the flesh is infinite. It's the Holy Spirit. So he goes on. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, St. John Chrysostom said, notice, he doesn't say those who have the Spirit of God. He said those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Those who yield to the work of the Spirit in our lives, they're children of God. Because they act like God. To yield, from the moment we are baptized, the infinite, holy, divine Spirit of God dwells in us. And he's moving toward the Father in love, alive, moving all the time. And we pick up on it 0.0002% of the time, perhaps. But you see, that's where we live. This is why, as I say, this is the chapter on salvation. Because the good news, the death and resurrection of Jesus, is the power unto salvation, because comes to us born by the very Spirit of God. And so, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So the great ambition in life is to be led by the Spirit of God. Well, we got all this other stuff raging in us, right? How the heck do we do this? Little by little, but it takes effort. The effort isn't to make ourselves holy. The effort is to yield to the work of the Spirit. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. He's not going to make you do this stuff. You have to want it. You say, look, will you help me want it? Here's my spirit. Here's my heart. Change me. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Fear, fear, fear. Things aren't going to go well. I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, this bad thing's going to happen. That bad thing's going to happen. Fear. That's not the Spirit of God. It's in all of us. It's such a deep emotional drive. And it's flesh. But you've received the Spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. Who knows the depth of the joy, the intimacy, the affection of that cry? Jesus. But that's what he wants to give for us. That's what he wants for us. That we have that drive, that divine affection for the Father. This is where the role of the Mother of God comes in. You know, she has influence in our lives, the Council tells us, not just prayer and example. Influence. She disposes us to yield to the Holy Spirit. We don't want her. I'd rather pout. I'd rather get my whatever, my way, my ambition, my goal, my whatever. She says, why don't you forget that and live for God? And she can actually dispose us so that we yield to the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit rejoices to thrive in us, to throb in us, and to form our heart to be like the heart of Christ. And then we love the Father. And all we want is the Father's will. Now this happens sporadically until we're like really holy. But when it happens, we get an idea. We say, in a moment of pain or dying to self, and we say, and we embrace it. We love it. We're saying, hot ziggity, I can die to self. Wow. And then you say, I'm getting credit for this, but all I'm doing is agreeing. There's no way I want to die to self. No way. If I really now want to die to self, that's got to be God's divine spirit moving me. And all I do is agree to it. And I get credit for it. But I got to agree to it. And I don't want to agree to it. That's our problem. We're such egomaniacs and so blind that we don't want to agree to act like Jesus. Put self to death. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. John of the Cross has this lovely phrase. He's commenting on this text. And he says, you know, it's rare that somebody realizes the goal described in this text. It happens when all your emotions, all your thoughts, all your wills, all your movements of your imagination and even of your body are moved and directed by the Holy Spirit. Then we're really children of God. He said, it doesn't happen, it doesn't last a long time in this life until we fall back into some stupid thing. But it can happen. That's the goal. To be moved by the Holy Spirit. We're children of God. And if children, then everything our Father owns belongs to us. We're heirs. Some guy's knocking himself out and worrying about the finances. Somebody else can come over and say, "Don't forget it. If you want, you can own the whole world. God is your Father. He made the whole world. You can own the whole world. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, who has inherited the whole universe, hasn't he? Yes. If only we suffer with him so that we may be glorified with him. The reason for our suffering is so that we can be glorified with him. It makes us more like Jesus. Now you can easily see that there's no way we can live this life, right? There's no way. Oh, I want to suffer it. You do find it, like Teresa of Avila. Either let me suffer or let me die. I want to be like Jesus, or let's get out of here. How do we get like that? Day by day, minute by minute, yielding to the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. But this is good news. You see, we're not supposed to look and say, well, you know, look at the mess I make of it. No, you're supposed to look and say, God himself is moving in me with incredible love, beauty, graciousness, enthusiasm. I'm going to yield to him little by little. And I'm looking forward to it. And when I make a mess of it, I repent. And when I resist, I repent. You've got to change me. I told you about that lady, and I got a grip. But down in the Emmanuel Temple, she said to me, you know, I saw my neighbors. They'd say they found the Lord, and they'd go on living, but they were sinning just like they were before. So I said to the Lord, if you want to change me, then change me real good.